President Biden has warned that the Russian invasion of Ukraine and the U.S. response could mean higher energy prices here at home, and that will have political consequences in this midterm election year, where inflation is already pushing up prices on all kinds of goods. Senate Democrats, in competitive races, are trying to figure out ways to temper the effects of inflation, but there is a limit to what Congress can do here. NPR's Deirdre Walsh reports.
Arizona Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is a top-tier target for Republicans in the upcoming midterms. He's part of a group of swing state lawmakers pushing a gas tax holiday to help with inflation.
The idea here is to suspend the federal gas tax, which is 18 cents a gallon, for the rest of this year. It would affect, you know, consumers across the country. You know, it's a pretty obvious thing to do.
Georgia Democrat Raphael Warnock blames energy companies for the uptick in prices.
We're seeing oil and gas companies experience record profits. People are paying record prices. This is artificial cost increases.
Nevada Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto argues Republicans should be at the table, too.
I think we, as Congress, should be working together to address and lower costs for families and individuals.
Warnock and Cortez Masto are also in tight races this fall and say it's Congress's job to respond to these price spikes. But Jason Furman, an economist who served as President Obama's top economic advisor, says this proposal is bad policy, and there's no guarantee the oil companies would pass the savings onto consumers.
So the gas tax holiday would be, at least in part, a gift to the oil companies.
The tax pays for infrastructure projects, and Furman notes it would be reinstated eventually. He says the challenge is there aren't many policy levers for Congress to pull on to rein in inflation.
It is hard for a member of Congress to explain that there's not a lot that they can do about it, and that it's a combination of time and the Federal Reserve that are going to bring inflation down.
Democrats themselves are divided on the gas tax. Finance Committee Chairman Ron Wyden is pushing another idea, closing tax loopholes for oil companies to write off their expenses. He says the effort to address inflation is about a basic question.
Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of, you know, working people and seniors and others who get hit disproportionately by inflation? Or are you just for business as usual?
Democrats are considering other things, like getting rid of anti-competitive practices at meat companies and requiring pharmaceutical companies to negotiate prices of some prescription drugs. For West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, inflation worries are a key reason he opposes the broader domestic spending bill pushed by President Biden. He wants more fiscal restraint.
And the only way you can reduce inflation is to basically get your financial health in order.
But says there's wide public support for targeting drug prices.
So that's a no-brainer there.
And Manchin says voters want Democrats to work with Republicans on solutions. Indiana Republican Senator Todd Young says concerns about wages are what he hears the most about at home. He's open to ideas, but thinks the latest ones are about scoring political points.
Many, I think, are political gimmicks designed to curry favor at a time when, frankly, most Americans don't think Democrats have been sufficiently focused on cost of living issues.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vows the Senate will vote on one or more inflation measures in March. If they can get something through the Senate, it could take weeks or more likely months for consumers to feel any relief. And members of both political parties recognize how voters view inflation next fall could decide who controls Congress. Deirdre Walsh, NPR News.